Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'd like to start the show sharing a song. It goes, knew you. It's for those that are sincere about getting a real education and real guidance about why we're here and what life's all about. I guess I'd like to start by talking about some words. One word is unconsciousness. The definition that Google gives is a state which occurs when the ability to maintain an awareness of self and environment is lost. It involves a complete or near complete lack of responsiveness to people and other environmental stimuli. So I guess that unless you're hearing these words, you're unconscious that they're being said. That and other things, huh? Another word is consciousness. Google's definition is the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. And having gone through another experience where they use anesthetics to put the body into a state where it doesn't feel pain or any of the senses don't seem to be being used by the physical brain, it's like, for me, it's like you just don't exist. Then all of a sudden, when they give you something, it brings you back to being aware that you do exist. You can see again, and you can hear again, and smell again, and taste again, and feel again, which is something that we seem to value as what's most important, this physical stuff that we see and we hear and we feel and we taste and we smell. And it would seem like without these senses that we wouldn't be conscious of anything. Another word is awareness. Knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. All these words, they always lead to other words about what they mean. They're like hints, like knowledge or perception. Then you have to know what the word perception means to you of a situation or fact. That's what Google defines as awareness, knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Well, we seem to be able to have something called knowledge of a situation by what's going on in our lives all the time, like right now, what we're experiencing, what we see and what we hear and what we feel and what we taste and what we smell. Another word is dream. the noun definition that Google gives is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. Another noun definition Google gives is a cherished aspiration, ambition, or idea. We seem to be able to see without our eyes in dreams, and we seem to be able to hear sounds without our ears in dreams. Besides the ability to, for some to smell things in dreams and to have pain or pleasure, other sensations in our dreams without our physical senses. Which gets us into things like wondering how this occurs. And then we hear about so many things about life, about different life levels or places or realms, like this is the physical, with this physical body and the five senses that we use to do what we do here. And then we hear of this astral realm, place, world, where things aren't the same as they are here. Or maybe some of it is the same. Sounds like it has a lot to do with our emotions, and we seem to have a lot of emotions, whether it's fear emotions or love emotions or hate emotions or, well, all different kinds of things that seem to affect how we feel. And we hear of this causal realm, place, world, where a lot of experiences that we've had come back in the form of memory, that all how we can know of things that took place not right now but before right now. All those things that we've been through and done. And then we have a place we hear of called the mental realm, place, world, where we have all these ideas and think about how to do things, create things, or and then there seems to be another realm, place, world called the etheric, which is called the subconscious, the place that's seems much different than the physical. It's more like being able to use what a word called intuition about what's happening. And then there's another place in life It's called the deep dark border, and it's like a shell around these other places in life, these what's called psych realms, the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric. And on the other, well, I guess you'd call it side of this deep dark border, this shell around these psych realms, places, worlds, there's a place we hear of that's called the real universes. And here we are in this physical realm where all these things are affecting us. Whether it be war, and you live in a country where you're getting bombed, and or whether it be sicknesses and bad health for whatever reasons on this earth. Here, it seems like our water isn't pure anymore. It seems like our air isn't pure anymore. It seems like our food isn't pure anymore. And it seems like this has reasons why it is this way, which sounds like cause and effect, or what some of the earth people call karma. Is affecting us by what others do, whether it be reptilians from another physical realm or astral realm that decide that they want to control us humans here in this physical realm. And for their benefit, they want to make the air the way they want it for them, but they don't care that it affects us. And the same with the water, and the same with our food. Here we are trying to understand why things are this way. We hear of universal guides. Beings that are here to give us the opportunity to get to a better place than this physical realm or these other psych realms, to be able to live in the real universes, where there aren't any authorities or brutalitarians or beings that are causing harm to others, where things like real freedom and real love exist, which I guess that most of us in our human consciousness can't imagine, because we're so used to all these things here in the physical that are implied freedoms, that we have certain rights, and we've been convinced of so many things that seem to be not good for us, that they are good for us, or it's not important to us. Like ideas like, oh, we only have a physical body, and when this body goes, that's the end of it all. There's nothing else. It just was a temporary thing that we get, and it goes. So what I'm trying to share with everybody is to test us. New you song for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night, and see what life shows you, whether it's in your dreams or in this outer experience, what takes place, to see if you can get connected with the real guidance and a real education, find a real purpose for your life, what it is that you came here for or to do. I really don't know how many or if any people will hear these words. It's just an attempt to share something so that you can check it out for yourselves to see what happens when you test this new you song. There are new books wrote by Dwayne, the great writer. You can get them through lulu.com, the Adventure Is series, and see what they say and if they're important to you or not. Is there anyone out there that would like to say anything?
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Val. Thanks for making the show happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, I just made it. I was driving. I had an appointment, but I'm here, and it's interesting you talk about the five bodies and how that works, and it's kind of like in the physical body, everything collapses in here, so it seems like it's all one, but actually we have five bodies, and if you were to let go of the physical, you'd see, well, at least you'd see the astral. You're another encasement. And then the same with the causal and mental and etheric. They're like encasements, but they're actually separate, and they have a life level or life, a plane of existence on their own, in their own reality. But here in the physical, it looks like everything's smooshed together, and we're just the physical. But if you were, again, to separate them, and that takes either real side experiences or just look at your physical, and then look at your feeling aspect of yourself. You know, what are you emotionally into, and how does that affect you, and just all around that. And then look at your memory. You know, every time you have a memory, you're in that body. You're actually in that zone. Anytime you have an idea or you're thinking, you're in that zone. And then every time you have an intuition or some kind of like nudge, you're coming from the subconscious or level. So they're actually separate, but they're in the creation worlds, they're still in that encasement. And then especially the physical, you've got everything dumped into the physical, and it's compressed almost into the physical. But then you mentioned the deep dark border, I just learned something new. There's beings that actually live in the deep dark border. I didn't think anything existed there, but I just learned there's a planet or something, beings that actually come from there, and they exist in there. I don't know how. Don't ask me how, but that's just the word I got. And then, of course, the real universe, which is like totally, like you said, beyond imagination, beyond anything you could even consider, because you have to be a risk taker to get to even recognize any of that and get beyond your physical imagination and ideas and all that. So it's a wonderful adventure for anybody who wants to take it on. And we find that a lot of people just don't want to go there because it's out of their comfort zone. They don't see anything there. They don't see anything. We just had a German Skype today with Ava and I think about four or five other Germans. They speak in German. It's the first and third Wednesday of every month. One of the fellows who had been translating book six, he actually dropped out. He said he got bored. He said there was nothing here. He was bored, and that's the way with the intellectual people normally. They don't see anything here because it doesn't relate to their mind and their ideas in any way that's concrete for them. It does take an adventuresome being to want to even go further than what they think they know and explore this stuff. And you have to be an explorer in a way and really take the chance to get beyond what you think you know. So that's where we're at. We're just presenting something that actually makes a whole lot of sense in a senseless world, so that it takes some creativity and cleverness to get beyond that, to get beyond the creation world into this other area of realness, you could say.
Yeah, thanks, Val. I was just thinking while you were mentioning that risk taking position for humans, and I see it in so many ways how the humans do risk their lives all the time in their efforts for what I guess you would call their pleasures or comforts, whether they risk dying from overdosing on these strong drugs, or whether it's through their seeking their pleasure or comfort or escaping their misery in alcohol or sex, or where they're focusing their attention thinking that if I do these certain things, I'll have more money and get these material things that I think I want to have in this world. But then even if we get the boats and the planes and the trains and the cars and the houses and the gold and diamonds and everything that physical that a person could want, it seems like they're not happy anyway, and they end up when they only have a matter of maybe days to live or something, they would trade it all just to have more time to find what they really came here for, that they're not aware of with their conscious mind. Maybe the unconscious mind, the intuitive mind or something, says, no, this isn't what the real joy of life is. It's like, especially when we're affected by others that put us through so many things that are so cruel to experience, whether it be wars or the imprisonment of people or so many different ways. It seems like these beings called brutalitarians, authoritarians, whether they're popes or kings or queens or presidents or politicians or members of the scientific community that are doing things that would destroy the very life of their fellow beings in this physical through their attempts to make it so that if you don't do what certain ones say, well, we'll just blow you up or get rid of you. And I don't see how they're aware yet of their effects that will come from what they cause, whether it's these preachers or anybody that thinks that they're above anybody else, that they're better than and they know more than. Or it's just amazing that we have to or experience this stuff for what seems to be a comparison of what isn't real compared to what is real. So when we go through all these experiences that, whether you want to call it reincarnation, lifetimes, sometimes we're the kings and sometimes we're the beggars and everything in between, or to have the comparison, I guess, is part of why we're in this, why we came here. It sounds like to wake up to what life is all about. To have the comparison to see, well, real freedom compared to implied freedom, and what real love is compared to maybe what we call emotional love or attachment. And it's just so much we go through, but just to be at all, such an opportunity to go on in this forever. And hopefully, well, I don't know if the word hopefully is it, but maybe finally get some real guidance and a real education from beings that have real love and care about us, others, to be helpful so we don't have to keep coming back over and over into this physical realm or place, which sounds like from what we see has changed a lot over this stuff called time for centuries. Now we have this fossil fuel being continuously burnt and being put into the air, I guess you call it, around our planet constantly by the billions of vehicles, planes, boats, trains, just all forms of burning this fuel that we know, if you are enclosed in a garage with your exhaust or your car running in your exhaust, it'll kill you. But we don't seem to care yet on Earth that, Or if we even do care, it seems like those with the the powers that be would exterminate anybody that tries to give everybody a better way to live, whether it be running all these machines on water or the free energy like Nikola Tesla was developing for mankind. But then again, if you give the authoritarians that mighty power too, it seems that all they do is use it to control others and harm others. It's almost like the lessons here serve their purpose, and then when it's time for everybody to take the risk to see if there's something better, when the real guides know you, and when they give you the opportunity, they know it's time for you to have the chance to see if you want to earn your way out of this psychic mess up or not. Because it looks like it's just going to get worse and worse. Here, our ocean is being poisoned with this stuff called radiation, radioactive stuff. And our air seems to be full of the pollutants in many different ways. And our water is all full of stuff that is not good for the human beings and animals. And so our air, food, and water are all being changed. In a way that's not good for life in the human form and animal form, maybe for the reptilians or some other kind of aliens, or that they seem to be in no rush to exterminate us, even if they have the power to. They pretty much seem to be just using us for their purposes. Even to find out that all this is a human farming prison planet. How many actually on Earth know that to be how it is? So there's so much. That's why this new presentation that's available on this modern technology that sounds like the aliens provided for their trade benefit to deal with governments and for their own selfish purposes. So here we are, just trying to let anybody that the real guides have guided to hear this know that there are. That to test the new you session song before you go to sleep and get the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer. And that's like our first steps to find out for ourselves what's really going on, what life's all about. Is there anybody else that would like to say anything?
Tim, let me just plug the university for a minute. The Nations Universal.
Great.
Nations United Universal University, and it's a way for people to, in a way, deprogram themselves and really study and get involved with something that makes sense, has a purpose, and is benefiting the planet and supporting the planet. Because right now the system is set up so that it supports the controllers and their agencies and systems, which is destroying the planet at this rapid pace, where I've heard different people talk about how, you know, 10 years, take for example autism. I heard somebody say in 10 years half the male babies will have autism in 10 years, because it's growing so exponentially. It's growing, the cases of autism, which of course are caused by vaccines and chemtrails and the foods we eat. Glyphosate is in the majority of foods, they've found out. I mean, it's in our foods, and they're actually spraying it in chemtrails. It's in our soil. It's everywhere. And this is, according to some, a leading cause of autism, too. It's getting worse and worse very, very fast. So the university is in the process of being created where people can take classes, develop their own classes and studies and through what they like to do and what they're skilled at. They'll be developing their own courses of action. So it's going to be a lot different than what we have now with the traditional education. There'll be a lot more freedom. There won't be the restrictions that we have now. And people will be actually have the opportunity to see a lot more of life, because we're really being dumbed down into a one-dimensional reality, whereas reality really is a lot, it's just vast. Even in the levels that we mention here with the astral, causal, mental, and etheric, those are vast, vast areas. And they literally go on forever. And the real universe is beyond that. So people aren't being educated to this. They're just being dumbed down to a certain routine and procedure. And most of the people are just going through a procedure. They're not even thinking about what they're doing. They don't even realize or paying attention to what they're doing. They're just, each little job has a little routine and procedure, and they just do it in their little box. They have like tunnel vision almost. And if they do their job, they'll get their paycheck and go on and, you know, supposedly survive. But life as we see it here with the new presentation and the new friends are, we just see so much more to life, and it can be so much better. So the university will provide opportunities for people, young and old, both to see more through a process of education and guidance. And again, not restriction. It's not going to be like academic. You know, it's going to be more in line with awareness. We're educating people to become, or give them opportunities to become more aware of themselves and of life and their five bodies, how the system works, so that they can better themselves, create their own communities, and survive in a much, much better way with the natural environment, the all-natural environment. And this is what we're leading up to, the point where we introduce the isness, the all is, which is the true reality, and educating them on how to relate to this isness, this reality, how to relate to it, and how to support it, because it supports us. So it only makes sense that we stand with it and contribute in some way. Are you still there, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Thanks again, Val. The wonderful worldwide educators and the all solar research vessels here to be in the physical sound so wonderful, and an opportunity for the humans to have a real purpose in their life and be able to find out about what life's all about. Also, my view is this planet is, we're on a sinking ship. It's destroyed and it's going down. So even though those things would be wonderful if they took place, if the authoritarians wouldn't be able to prevent the vessels from presenting this better life to so many on Earth. That makes sense to me to find out why we came here and to get out of these psych realms, this reincarnation stuff, and earn our way into the real universes where we don't have to deal with this pollution and these effects by these brutalitarians. And because that just seems to be that they're the powers that be on Earth at this time and have been for, it seems like, forever in this physical. And that whatever our attempts to change things are, it's like they also have the abilities to make it so it doesn't change. So the importance of why we came here into this physical for these lessons or whatever you want to call them is so we know how wonderful the real universes are compared to this stuff with brutalitarians and authoritarians in control of this physical stuff. Whether you want to call it the mental god of man, Grog, or his brother Jehovah, an astral lord, or with all these seemingly endless agreements that they get from humans by having convinced them that there's something that's got to be worshipped and prayed to if you want this or that, just ask them, and all this stuff that mankind has been, I don't know whether you call it taught or convinced, is real. So this opportunity sounds like it only comes around so often in these cycles of life. To have a chance to get out of this psych realm stuff and get into the real universes, to find out how to earn our way and do what we can share with others to help them too, like the real guides are helping those that are paying attention to what's being presented. It's just hard to imagine how come it had to be this way, how it couldn't have just been so wonderful beyond imagination without any of this stuff that we don't like or want to experience anymore. So I don't know if there's anything anybody else, Val, or anybody would like to say.
I think that's it for me, Tim. I appreciate you being on every week and doing this and pursuing this, because somebody has to do it.
You never know. Somebody might hear us. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. These are recorded. Just go to Kelsey Lynn Brown, Blog Talk Radio, and you can see the past episodes for anybody who wants to listen to this show, as well as others that we have on with different topics. Very interesting.
Yeah, probably one of the most important thing in a person's life when we find out how important it really is, the information or the guidance or the caring of the universal guides for us, seeing the situation we're all in and all the lessons that we've had to experience in this stuff called cause and effect psych realm experience. So anyway, Val, would you like to share the new you song with everybody, and then I'll sing it, and we'll talk to everybody next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard or Pacific Daylight Saving Time.
Okay. new you.
See ya.
Thanks, Tim.